Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Asaf Egozi. Asaf Egozi, CEO and founder of Nugada, is passionate about the potential for AI to radically improve business results and has dedicated much of his career to forging a relationship between deep data intelligence and business growth. He has a deep understanding of business strategy and operations, honed over 10 years at McKinsey & Company, where he ultimately served as an associate partner. Asaf has an MBA with high distinction from Harvard Business School and a Bachelor of Science in Economics and Computer Science from Tel Aviv University, where he graduated magna cum laude. Well, good afternoon, Asaf. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Brian. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you being flexible. We, again, another great guest on the show, but also hailing from the great country of Israel. And I know that, you know, time zones sometimes can be challenging, but we just love having you on here. So thank you. And Asaf, we're going to jump right into these questions. You've got quite the background in product development as a senior executive, and now you're the founder and CEO of Nugada. Could you share with our audience what drives you and what has contributed to your success?
Sure. I think for me, I'm sort of naturally drawn towards problem solving. I love problem solving. I've been doing it ever since I was a kid. I spent a decade with McKinsey doing it. I love chess. Everything to do with finding a very, very challenging problem, and the bigger, the better, breaking it down, and then just finding an innovative, creative new approach to solving that question. And for me, this was like the biggest driver behind pretty much most of my career, also my choices of, you know, of what I chose to go and study. I think computer sciences is very much in that field, and I was very drawn towards algorithms and computational problems, and that's sort of what drives and excites me. And in general, I think that's sort of that's sort of the impetus. That's what, you know, gets me started on something, is when I identify a problem that is, you know, really challenging, and it's an area that I'm passionate about. But then I think that the next step is also how to keep pushing and what drives you as you go. And I think that's a lot to do with your philosophy on life, so to speak. And for me, this is another critical part that I, you know, it's very, very embedded in me. I sort of, when I set a target, when I decide on a goal, there is no quit, right? So I got that mentality through, you know, pretty much all of my experiences, including the military. And for me, no matter how difficult, you know, the drill that you're doing or the problem that you're trying to solve, once I start, as simple as that sound, as long as I, you know, you don't quit, you will end up doing it. You will end up finishing the journey. And so I always try to just maintain that drive to keep pushing, to keep going. And you know, starting a company, of course, is a roller coaster, and there is huge highs and then there are lows. And through all of that, you've got to always find, okay, what is that, you know, maintaining the eye, obviously, on the objective, but what is that next goal, the next part of the problem that I'm solving? And now let's just focus on that. And as long as you keep doing that, essentially, I think you can accomplish amazing things.
Thank you for sharing. And you're right. We need more people like yourself in the world that are constantly trying to improve, solve a problem to make others' lives better or improve businesses. So thank you again. And Asaf, let's talk a little bit about the pandemic. And you know, how have you adapted to life after the pandemic? And will you be a fully remote workforce or a hybrid model?
Yeah, managing, you know, a startup, I think any company, but maybe a startup even more so through the pandemic and dealing with remote work, travel restrictions, quarantines, you know, both for your team and for your customers, it certainly requires a great deal of adaptation. You know, for me, I was very much used to spending half of my time pretty much in the U.S. With customers. And of course, that ground to a halt. So there was a lot of learning that we had to do. When it comes to how we're adapting or how we are sort of going back to normality, so maybe I'll be, it's not the most popular opinion, but I'm actually a huge fan of working from the office. I think, of course, like the coordination side of making sure that all the pieces are playing together is much easier. But I think more importantly, especially for small companies, the notion of team spirit and company culture and maintaining that innovative environment where people can inspire other people through the day-to-day contact is so critical to what we do that it's very, very hard, I think, to completely dial away from that. So while we always accommodated remote work, either part or full-time for some of the employees that we've had, I don't think it's my preferred choice, and it certainly I don't think would be the expected or the standard mode of operation for us. We are, doing more of it than before, for sure, but there is just so much intrinsic value that is so hard, at least in today's current set of technologies, to maintain and capture in the work from home model, that it's a very, very big trade-off. That's from my perspective, but I think also from my employees' perspective, I see a lot of drive from them and a lot of, they're asking to come back to the office, to see their friends again, also to get out of their homes a little bit. The change of atmosphere, I think, is important, and especially to those of us like myself who have kids, and nothing more precious to me than my time with my kids. But with three young children in the house, it's extremely hard to maintain a very, very productive work environment. So for various sets of reasons, I see my employees also really pushing towards coming back to the office. And, the second the restrictions were lifted, people, asked when can we come back? And we also put a lot of work in creating a very, very enjoyable work environment here at the office. So I think that's just an added value.
Thank you for sharing. And you're right, the new model, which could change tomorrow, right? As far as adapting to this pandemic and how the workforce, yeah, and how we all serve our customers, but also at the end of the day, our biggest resource and that we need to protect and keep close to us is our staff and our employees. So I think it's important what you share. So Asaf, let's talk about technology a little bit here. You're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies within your tech stack. Is there anything you might be able to share with us today?
Yeah, I think Nugata is really at the forefront of what's typically referred to as sort of no-code AI. We like to think about it as a modular platform for AI, and that is something that is really, really cutting edge, right? So AI or machine learning takes a lot of heavy lifting for an enterprise to take and deploy scale up through the organization to make these technologies accessible to a very, very large group of data analysts, or what we like to refer to as citizen data analysts within the enterprise. And what Nugata has developed is exactly a platform that matches that need. So it enables through a very, very easy process to take blocks, building blocks, like Legos, if you will, that are encompass different types of models that have already been preset to target specific use cases around the enterprise, and then connect them very easily to your data wherever it resides, whether in your data warehouse or a spreadsheet or any other enterprise data source that you have. Connect those blocks and build out of those blocks pipelines or what we call boards, which are automated from the ingestion of the data through processing an AI application in multiple steps, all the way to generating the output, which is sort of the business question or the data that supports the answering a specific set of business questions. And to do that, we really have to be able to manage a very, very complex set of data processes from ingestion through data versioning, through data process automation, monitoring of models. There is a lot there under the hood to make that platform able to execute, not just in a one-off, but to be able, you know, to really allow automation of these processes and to really allow a data analyst at a company to create the right data pipelines for the type of problems that they're solving. So if you're a sales analyst in a company and you want to understand your market share on an e-commerce platform, that used to be extremely challenging, very painstaking and manual labor, or you used to rely on sort of black boxes that you had no idea what's really going on there. And what we try to do is to break that problem into a lot of sort of sub questions. So let's say step one, what are all the competing products that are competing with mine in this specific e-commerce platform? Step two, how are people finding these products? And, you know, what is the volume of search that goes towards these products? Step three, what sort of exposure are my products getting around these types of search terms, et cetera, et cetera. So we really take that problem. We break it down into very, very concrete sub questions, each one of them answering an important business question in and of itself. And we allow the analyst to take these blocks and really play with them, connect them in a way that makes sense to them, customize it to make sure that they're appropriate to the way their enterprise set up the business process and their enterprise views the world, and then leverage that data to make smarter, better, and faster business decisions. And this is sort of the core of what we do here. We rely on the cutting edge or the latest in terms of open source AI models or machine learning models. We leverage Kubernetes as the underlying underlying infrastructure for the data pipelines, and making this all play together in a way that's sort of very easy for an analyst to take, deploy, scale, and automate. That's where we're really focusing.
Thank you for sharing. And what's really cool is the fact that you are automating a lot of manual processes, leveraging some of the newer machine learning and some of the processes that you just shared. So I appreciate the share, Asaf. Mm-hmm. And so, Asaf, last question. If you could briefly share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in technology or entrepreneurship.
Yeah, I think for me, it's mostly about finding the right people across your journey, people to be inspired by. And I certainly consider amongst my closest friends a few people that I find truly inspirational in what they've been able to accomplish in their business domains, and the startups that they've built and the companies that they help grow, and investors that really helped me clarify my vision and make it as robust as it needs to be for me to be able to execute on building a company. So I think it's finding the right set of people, both as inspiration, but also, and maybe even more importantly, as partners for the journey. In my case, my co-founder, I think, was one of my greatest successes. The fact that I managed to find, so Oren Raboy, who's my co-founder in Nugata, I think I managed to find a partner that, first of all, is very, very complimentary to me in the type of experience and skill set that he brings, shares my drive and my passion towards helping enterprise leverage data to solve business problems, and very much is in line, like the same philosophy on life as I do, which is sort of, we've got to get the big problem. We've got to tackle the big issues. And now, you know, with a lot of grit, a lot of resilience, This is how we do it. And it brings a lot of innovation and know-how. So for me, I think sort of that's the main piece of advice that I would say. I think I was very fortunate in that respect. With role models and a partner, investors like Team 8 that brought a lot for, to me, as an entrepreneur, from areas around finance and marketing and sales. And the, you know, last but definitely not least, the right people, with, and our customer base who are our design partners. When we just launched Nugata, and we're lucky enough to count them amongst our customers now, finding those people at those customers that see what you're trying to build and are committed to make you a success as well, that is what it's really all about. And I would really urge anybody who is looking for a career in entrepreneurship, whether technological or otherwise, to make sure that that network is the one thing that they cultivate and that they invest in and that they find the right people for the journey.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing, Asaf. I think that's very helpful. And you're right. You know, we can't all do it alone in this world. And the fact that you have an amazing business partner that complements you is certainly something that's going to help you excel in your business. So thank you. And Asaf, I just want to let you know, it's been a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
It's been an absolute pleasure being here. And I very much hope to visit again.
Bye for now.